It's good to get those scores. You know, in the first half, you know, the breeze was a little bit more significant than you might imagine there. On a calm day like this, and it's nice and dry, people in the stands don't appreciate maybe the impact that the wind can have. So I think we were happy that we got as much as we did effectively against the breeze. And I figured that it would be easier maybe to get shots on target in the second half. And but again, I think we have plenty to think about. We were wasteful in the first half. I think we had 19 scoring opportunities and only got the 10, 6 wide and 3 short. That's not great returns for when you create that amount of chances. And I know we had, at the start of the second half too, we had a lot of decent chances and didn't take them. So yes, it's good to be through. It's good to have won by a margin that didn't put us make us sweat to the end. But also we have lots of things to tidy up on, because Donegal is going to be a different proposition and we won't get anything like that amount of chances to score against them. So we have plenty to work on in the next 3 weeks. It probably is a better win, because as you say, the second half was academic last year. We had the goals to give us a very comfortable position at half time, so it really was a case of damage limitation after that. And that's what we really were about in the second half last year. But this time we had to play from start to finish and try to do the best we could. And I suppose given the number of players that we did, time in the second half there is all good as well, because you're giving some people a taste of Ulster Championship football for the first time. You're getting them up to the speed of what's required for Championship football, and it's all good experience. And you know, that's what it's about. That's what a good squad's about.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we work hard at training, and why we have a close eye on players right throughout the season. And in the build up to games, you kind of hope that you'll notice who's in form, who's really put their hand up to get a place in the team. And he did that in the training. That wasn't a surprise to us. It was our observation of who really wanted to be in that second midfield place. And he had plenty of competition for being there, because Decky McClure was there and Paddy McNulty was there. He didn't have it easy, but he showed a lot in the last 3-4 weeks to say that he wanted to be there. And I'm glad that he justified our faith in him by the way he performed today.